Right after Bispin Absarim, the Torah tells us how Sarai couldn't conceive, so she brings in Hagar to marry Avram, her Shifcha Hagar. What happens is Hagar conceives. As a result of that, Vatera ki harasa, Vatekal gvirta beineha. So Hagar looked down at Sarai. She lost respect for Sarai. Sarai confronts Avram and points that out. Vatekal beineha. Avram says to Sarai, do what you wish with her. Vataneha Sarai vatibrach mipaneha. Sarai, says the Pasuk, Sarai afflicts her. Sarai pains Hagar, and Hagar ends up running away out to the midbar, and the Malach finds her, and you know the story. He sends her back to go back to the house. There's a Peledik Ramban here. The Ramban says, only the Ramban could write this, but there's a lot of pushback, and even how to understand the Ramban, but the Ramban writes, Kach Yad, Chata Imenu Binui Hazeh. The Ramban criticizes Sarai for having afflicted Hagar, and even that Avram was part of this plan. He let her do it. B'shama Hashem el Anya, Hashem heard her pain. B'nasan labein, he ended up giving her a son. Sheyei pera adam gano zera Avram v'sara b'chomini ha'inui. And we know that the sins of Yishmael that we continue to suffer until today from is in some way a payback for the chait of Sarai and how she treated Hagar. Interesting, Ramban says it over here. He doesn't say it in Parshas Vayera, when we know as well that Hagar was driven out with Ishmael as a child. And there, Dafka, the Pasuk says, Koshe Tomer Lachasar Shema B'Kolo Hashem, apparently wanted that to be, and he vindicated Sarah's position. But apparently this time was different. Ramban says she went overboard. That's what the Ramban says. Not everybody agrees with this Ramban. Either way, though, we should understand the following. Ravobi, and it's based on Rabbi Yeruchim as well. What does it mean exactly? Vatanea Sarai, Rashi says, Vatanea Sarai, Hoysam Shabedras Ba Bekoshi. She made her work very hard. She put her through some difficult tasks. So what does that mean exactly? What did she do? What is the Inui and the Shibud that we're talking about? The Torah speaks in very harsh language, but sometimes it's the Torah is giving you some magnifying glass. What does it mean exactly? And what was the agenda, really, of Sarai? What was she standing up for? So the Sfarnu says, "Vatanea Sarai, kidei shetakir she'im shubedes bo tivza odes gvirta." Ve'os she'ken yikaro l'chol mevazi Yisrael. She recognized that she had dignity and she has to be respected. So Ravobi goes on, he writes that she wanted Hagar to get a certain message, and what the Gemara says actually in Yuma, Kol Tamid Chacham, She'en Enokim V'Noter Kenachash, She'en O Tamid Chacham. Sometimes a Tamid Chacham has to stand up for their Kavod HaTorah, and this is what Sarai was thinking about in terms of how she wanted to teach Hagar a lesson. There is an Itziv. The Netziv on this Pasuk has a commentary in the bottom of Hamigdavar called Harchev Davar. In the newer editions, they print it separately in the back, so it's easier to read. The Netziv says something fascinating. First, he starts with the Ramban. And he says he's not so happy with the Ramban. He thinks that Chazal disagree with the Ramban. He has a medrash in Pashas Chayisara that he interprets. And then at the end, he says the Ramban is overstating the case. Says the Netziv, the Medrash Rabbah writes in the beginning of Chayisar, Vayu Chayisar, and so on. The Pasuk says, Yodea Hashem Yimei Tamimim, the Nachalasam Ga'olam Tiyah, Tehillim Ramed Zayin. Says the Gemara, says the Medrash, Sarah is being alluded to in this Pasuk, Yodea Hashem Yimei Tamimim, Sarah. Shaisa Tamima, the Maaseha. She was perfect in her ways. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ka'ada Eglisa Tamima, like a calf, which is a perfect calf. What is Rabbi Yochanan coming to add here? What is this mashal of Eglisa Tamima? Then he has, later in the Medrash, there's another comment of Rabbi Yochanan in terms of a different situation of Shmuel, and he elaborates regarding that. Let's focus on Sarah. Says the Netziv, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that even though we see something Sarah did that appears to us, which was a deviation from what we would imagine to be the level of Derech Eretz that you'd expect from someone on the level of Sarai. After all, this action of Sarai toward Hagar was not the Derech Tamim. It wasn't in a way that you would expect to be called Tamimim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it wasn't based on Kinas HaKavod. It wasn't about petty jealousy at all. It was something that's Nogea Avodas Hashem. Sarah realized that the fact of Atekel Gvirta Beineha, the fact that Hagar did not regard her in the way that she should, therefore, she felt that it's a chesaron kvod shamayim. This is a problem that has to be dealt with. And just like the Gemara says in Tainis, at Surah Me'arbanan, a Talmud Chacham sometimes gets worked up. It's really the Torah within the Talmud Chacham that's really bringing that out. And maybe it's not ideal, ain't zahagun, but nevertheless, it's not a chet either. Because that's the teva of the Esha Torah, that sometimes someone stands up for what their principles are, and it's coming from a pure place of Yiras Hashem. And even though in a way it sometimes plays out in a way that appears sometimes to be a lack, a chesaron of Derech Eretz, based on her standards and her dignity, that she should be more benachas and be less makbid, but l'maisa, it's all part of a larger picture which should be understood from that perspective. What's the mashal of Rabbi Yochanan? It says the Netziv very beautifully. Ka'ada eglesa temima, zok the Netziv, the beer is as follows. We know in Bava Kama Dav Beis on the days that there's a toda of Karen called Negifa. Dechifa, Negifa, pushing with the goof is a toda de Karen, which is called Kavanasa Lahazik. Unlike Shein V'Regel, which is Urchayu, that's the way it is, that's the derech of the animal. But suppose you have an egla, a calf, that jumps up. And as it jumps, it also pushes somebody at the same time as part of the jumping, and it causes hezek. Would you call that Karen, or would you call it Urche? Says the Netziv, that's not called Karen. That goes into Darka Vitiva, that's not called Kavanasa Lahazik. It jumped up and then it pushed. It didn't just, it just did as part of its nature. So it is, Maisa Sarah Hagar. It wasn't that Sarah was acting with a kavanasa hazik chas v'shalom. She was acting with kinas kvod Hashem to do what she did to Hagar. Netziv goes on and says something similar in another commentary of Yochanan ben Ogiya Shmuel, Hanavi in beginning of Sefer Shmuel. And then he says, therefore we should understand that Sarah Imenu is not like the Ramban says, that we should suffer today because of what she did. To the contrary, we've suffered not just with Yishmael, we've suffered with others as well, and Yishmael doesn't just attack us, it attacks everybody. There's a sefer of Gedalia Nadal, it was a gadol in Bnei Brak, he quotes this Netziv, and he just applies it to some other examples as well, such as Yaakov Avinu, as we know. Yaakov Avinu takes the brachos from Yitzchak in Parshas Toldos. And we wonder sometimes, you hear people thinking about the stories and analyzing it, this is Ishtam, this is Tamim, this is Yaakov Avinu. After all, he's being deceptive. And the answer is, along the same lines of the Netziv, and we find other things as well, the Ma'ase Shechem and the brothers, the answer is that Tamimus doesn't always have to be defined in terms of how it hits us right away. Obviously, that's relevant, how a person is perceived. But Tam is everything you do is with a Yosha Lev, but without armor. You do what you have to do. Yaakov knew his mother was right. Magialo Habrachos, he has to do it. He did what he had to do. That's what Yashvis is. That's what Tamimus is. And so it is with Sarah as well. Ego Tamima, it might kick, but it wasn't kicking as a Kavanasa Lahazik. It was a kicking out of Tamimus. That was Sarah Imenu with what she did for Hagar. She had to put Hagar in a place. Avram recognized she was right. Asilato Beinoich. Yeah, whether it was a chet or not, he says, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu to judge. That's the Ramban. But Lamaisa, as far as we understand it, Yodei Hashem Yimei Tamimim, and this is what we take away from the story of Atanas Sarah.